Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 121.
The House will come to order. Members will please take their seats. Visitors will please retire from the chamber. Sergeant Barbs, please close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Kimberly Neptune, Legislative Assistant for Representative Moffitt. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Neptune, you're recognized.
O merciful God, we thank you for giving us this day. Thank you for the rest of the long weekend. And as the members of the North Carolina General Assembly return to Raleigh, keep them safe in their travels and prepare their hearts and minds for the weeks ahead. Father, you know the many stressors facing the citizens of the great state of North Carolina. Extreme weather events, ongoing pandemic effects, economic worries, and fears of an unknown future. Give our members wisdom, patience, and determination to address the needs that result from the many concerns battering our communities. Help us to remember that all we do is for your greater honor and glory. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Penny is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal from September 3rd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves that the journal for September 3rd be approved as written. Those in favor will please say aye. And those opposed say no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the armed body that Senate Bill 636, ratified an act to protect the privacy of charitable donors, was vetoed by Governor Roy Cooper on September 3rd, 2021, and was returned to the Senate with attached veto message. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk. Governor Roy Cooper, objections and veto message. Senate Bill 636, an act to protect the privacy of charitable donors. This legislation is unnecessary and may limit transparency with political contributions. Therefore, I veto the bill. Roy Cooper, Governor. The bill, having been vetoed, is returned to the clerk of the North Carolina Senate on the third day of September 2021 at 10:14 a.m. for reconsideration by that body.
Noted. Notices and announcements. Members, there will be votes tomorrow. Tomorrow's session will have votes. Representative Penny is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, September 8th at 1 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Penny moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, September 8th at 1 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, please say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
On motion of the Chair, House Bill 181, Short Tailed Wildlife Resources Commission Amendments Agency Bill, bills withdrawn from the calendar of Wednesday, the 8th, and will be calendared pursuant to Rule 36B.